April 13, 2023, session 1170. Coming through the Omega Communications Portal. Lani speaking to you again, and again, I welcome you into this space. Initially, as if you are with me in my meeting space. And so together, we initiate the connection beyond physical space and into the consciousness levels through the energetic communication grid existing beyond our telecommunications and existing in the overall higher level, the consciousness field named the Universal Matrix of creation, of source creation. Through that connection that we have initially in my meeting space, we now move forward with our intention into the station of light where we are received, usually within an initial gathering space. Here we are again, ready to open ourselves to receive more energy and information. Perhaps you might be seeking answers of how to change the world. But always the information comes into changing ourselves, our perception, our creativeness, in accordance with our pure point of origin. So that's my opening thoughts. And now I withdraw so that the galactic beings can come through. Greetings. I am the one named Orim, and I am the spokesperson here. Here you are. You are already involved in an interspatial, perhaps you might call it a galactic, level of communication. This is part of you because you are of galactic origin. Your point of origin is from beyond the location of Earth and where you are located. But expanding on that in a greater quantum sphere of existence, you have already expanded your field of existence, you might say the civilization, and you have already moved into a system of existence that may be new to you. In many ways, the existence within the humanoid body on the planet station Earth has not been familiar with what you are now working with in the interspatial or intergalactic sphere of existence. Placing yourself within this allows you to receive more of the energy particles to work with you as the particle of existence, of consciousness, of creativeness. And we work with these words and the energy with the words so that you feel the difference as you allow it all to be assimilated within you. And so you will see there is already perfection and wholeness functioning as you, as your core principle of life, your soul, essence and presence in the life that you are choosing to live within and possibly choosing to change so that you are working sufficiently consciously within the expanded light field civilization that you can fully understand it and work within the energy systems of that. Many of you already are working with energy systems that are inherent within you. And these are the ones that you resonate with, you light up with, you feel the response in, you would say, your heartfelt systems. And you know that there are many ones working in different field of systems. So we've always said, choose your true alignment and to the pattern of your original existence, because this contains all of those potential elements that you work with. You access them by calling on assistance, by calling on the energy frequency patterns that you are becoming aware that are needed within you and around you. And that includes within your energy systems and the energy systems already active around the planet and the consciousness field. Remember also to view this from beyond the containment or confinement of the ordinary level of consciousness. This is before people choose to step beyond that, to explore the different realms of possibilities and to align themselves back to the original point of existence. We continue to present this to you. In the energy field of your existence and your presence as a soul being, you have possibilities within the potential of you. By consciously connecting into the field of potential that you have connection with and is part of you, then you receive the different particles containing the concepts and the individual ways or methods or ideas that you can introduce as a possibility, firstly into you as an individual, but then you realize that it gets passed out in the consciousness grid that pure creative consciousness grid of the higher field, the pure light system, and therefore there are other ones already waiting for the concepts that you are thinking about and drawing into you. Perhaps it's just a thought you would have of, what if it was possible to? And then the idea is distributed out through that grid of consciousness to the ones who are able to physically create the possibility, the idea that you have. Because you draw upon the concept from the original point of creation, it is always the correct way and the correct manifestation to come forward. You already have seen the disturbances created by concepts that do not arise from the pure point of creation and the intention of creation. You may consider it to be, oh yes, it's all experience and it's all necessary and people needed that experience. We remind you all of that is a distraction and a disturbance and is not the pure original concept for creative life. And this is why we have continued to align yourself with the creative potential and to shift the disturbances and misconceptions and misinformation systems away from you. Because you have aligned yourself with this system of light, energy and information, you are already consciously taking part in the overall galactic expansion. So this is the essence of this assembly point coming through in these words. The essence of it, and yet you will feel there are different places within your energy field responding, vibrating to the energy of what you resonate with from your point of origin. It's always distinct for you. It's a point of cohesion into the energy field, supporting you, supporting creation through you. Already, around the multi-civilizations existing that you are aware of, is a balancing point. Coming to a point where many people do not see the point of what is being enforced or implied as certain actions to be taken and what to do. So you see, the energy is reaching out to many individuals to connect them back to the higher realization and connection point as an individual creator containing the first principles of life. And you see this. You see people being able to express themselves in alignment with the principles of life. Already, the actions of the light beings is becoming evident and prominent. So remember this. Look beyond any localized disturbances and step into the systems of light and receive the support in every way needed for you to continue your presence as this particle of light and life systems. So this was again bringing you into that process that you have continued to work with and will do so because it is part of your creation and your purpose. throughout all of the presentations of the essence of you, wherever you've been. You will see this even if you review your current lifespan. You will see the aspects of you that have responded to the first principles of life and the higher field of existence within that particle known as light. So you will be aware also, of course, that it is not just a single particle on its own. You might feel that gets lost in your entire energy field. But it is the single concept of it as a particle of a wholeness, oneness. And this is you presenting yourself as this being of light here with us. And this essence that is you everywhere. Remember this. This is with you. I withdraw now, Aurum out. Thank you, Aurum. I am known as Yulia, and I continue where Aurum left you in this field as a light being. So this is the energy field around you, and yet we do recognize you as an individual humanoid within this. This is important for you to honor that and to respect yourself. And so with all of this around you, bring it all back, take it into what you know as your physicality unit functioning on Earth as this body. And remember that you are and always have been a particle of light source. A source of light. Essentially for your existence. Your soul light. Conscious. Absorbing that now, and I see that you are indeed absorbing it, I withdraw now, Yulia out. Lani speaking again. Thank you, Yulia and Aurum. Yulia always helps us to bring it into perspective, into our physical systems and life path and life plan. And so she brings a lightness to it. And this is why you can probably hear the laughter in my voice. It's the sheer joy that she brings in, helping us to remember this laughter, happiness, beauty within us. This seems to be important for many of us at this time. So I do respect you and acknowledge you working in this great expanded field of consciousness. Thank you again. And this ends this session through the Omega Communications Portal. I remind you to bring your focus fully back around your body, through your body, grounding it right down within the energy of the earth, and bring your attention back to time as we measure it. Clearly focused, clearly active as a light being within the earth system. Thank you.